let me throw something at you. If you're not having your best year ever, it's got nothing to do, in my view, with the economy. It's got nothing to do with the government. It's got nothing to do with anybody else apart from you. And if you've got a problem at the moment, I think it's because of one of two things. It's either your product or your pitch. And by product, I mean your whole product offering, your service, the thing that you sell, the people that work for you, or the market you're going after. That is your product. Your pitch is how you go out and market and sell that to people. So it's either your offering, your stuff, or your offer. And to use an American term, either your product sucks or your pitch sucks. Now, if your product sucks, I can't help you today. Maybe you need to look internally. Maybe the market's changed. If your product sucks, maybe you need to change. But I can help you with your pitch. And most people in business spend very little time thinking about their pitch. Just think, I'll go out and talk about what I do. You know, I'll put on a corduroy jacket and a black shirt, and maybe I'll stand out. People might like me, or might think I'm a complete wally, and I'll give it a go. I think that's an amateur way. I think I'm quite good at this, and I need lots of help. So one thing I'd encourage you to do, and I would say this, wouldn't I, because I'm a marketing consultant, is think about getting somebody in to help you with your pitch, if your pitch sucks. But I'm going to help you about that today as well. Now, I'm a marketing consultant, and you only need two things to be a marketing consultant. You need grey hair, and you need hemorrhoids. Grey hair makes you look experienced, doesn't it? I mean, distinguished. Hemorrhoids makes it look like you care. Come on, I've got piles more of those jokes. So, let me explain to you, I think, three ways you can work on your marketing. And you need to be ruthless with this in your own thing. And often you can't. I know one person who recently locked himself up in a room and read his own website. He read his own website. And he realised he hadn't written it. His father had written it. He'd written it to appeal to his father. Right. So, you know, when was the last time you read your website? When was the last time you read your marketing materials? Right. And really challenging them. You think, I've got that, you know, it's done. It's done, right? You know, I've got 5,000 needs to get rid of. I'm not going to look at them. So the first thing I think you need to think about is, in your marketing, is having benefits. Now, you've probably heard this before. I was speaking to Andy, a mate of mine, last week, and he said, Rod, I've just bought an Audi TT. I said, great. He said, you know, it does 0 to 60 in 6.4 seconds. I said, wow. He said, yeah, 6.4 seconds. He said, last week, I saved myself 12 seconds. I said, what did you do with those 12 seconds? He said, I bored people to death telling them about my new car. So that's it, you know. What is the point of telling you that a car does 0 to 60 in 6.4 seconds? That's a feature. So do you have a benefit to what you do in your business? If you install phones in cars, if you run their local chamber, if you're an accountant, you know, so you can build a website in 3 days, so what? What does that mean for your clients? Now, here's the mistake I made for most of my life when I talked about benefits. I kept them exclusively hardcore. If you Google search Rod Sloan, there's two people you'll come across. There's me, and there's a porn star in the US. I'll leave you to decide which one you want to look at. So, I did hardcore benefits. So I would say, I can make you get more clients. I can save you money. Which is great, but it's only half the story. I was only talking to the brain. I wasn't talking to the heart. So when you talk about your benefits, make sure they talk to the brain and the heart at the same time. Remember, people buy on emotions.